This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We have a lot of CEOs who are using Juneteenth to push division and civil war, I think, not reconciliation. So we're going to talk about that. We've got a lot to talk about with the Supreme Court decision that hit yesterday afternoon. Absolutely amazing, but not unexpected. As I've been saying, as this thing's been winding its way through the courts, why is President Trump even doing this? They don't have the authority to make a decision about this, and I'll tell you why. Later in the program, but Clarence Thomas was spot on in what he said about this. It is absolutely astonishing. But as we look at the continual kneeling, we have Klobuchar on Juneteenth decides that she doesn't like Martin Luther King. Yeah, Martin Luther King said we want to judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. But Klobuchar wants to take herself out of the veep stakes, the running for vice president, says Biden should pick a woman of color because it doesn't matter. Nothing matters more than skin color now. I mean, we are now embracing full racism, which is why Dick Van Dyke is now being condemned over his blackface appearance and Mary Poppins. Yeah, okay, this is satire. But I had you there for a moment, didn't I? When I first saw it, I thought it was real, too. Yeah, it's absolutely a satire site, southendnewsnetwork.net. But, folks, we're not that far away from satire. Northam has gotten away with it. I mean, Northam really did the blackface. It looks like Howard Stern is going to get away with it as well. But in the satire site, South End News Network, they said Michelle Gerrish said she was disgusted and horrified. You can't even use the excuse it was acceptable in the 1960s. As Disney should have had the cultural foresight to realize it would have been offensive 40 years later. You know, when we look at this, and again, why was he in blackface? Just so that we don't get the Twitter mob started. If you go back and look at it, you might realize that he was actually working as a chimney sweep. We have, I guess they're going to shut down the coal mines now. They got another reason to shut down the coal mines. Yeah, not only are we all going to die from carbon dioxide from coal plants, but you know all those people who work in the mines, they come out every day in blackface. They must be having some kind of a party down there in the coal mines. We got to stop this right now. That overt racism. These guys who are getting black lung as well as blackface down there working in the coal mines. We got to stop that. Maybe they should start wearing masks. As a matter of fact, Arnold Schwarzenegger is telling everybody you got to wear masks. It's a political, making it a political issue, you absolute morons. Says the absolute moron. This is not satire. This is just Schwarzenegger being moronic, as usual. This will beat the terrible virus. The science is unanimous. If we all wear masks, we slow down the spread. We gotta save the planet. You need to bring back Greta. You know, he just did his tour with Greta. So the two of them, they can save the planet. But we're being told this, seriously, we're being told this by Reuters, by all of the propaganda press, formerly known as mainstream media. I don't give them that much respect anymore. They're not mainstream. They are way out of the mainstream of rationality. They're just propaganda press. And they're now saying it may save your life. More U.S. states are mandating masks. We'll talk about that and many other things when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rob Du here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
Mm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live Protein Bar. Delicious vanilla.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new GE specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
Year of our Lord 2020, I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at racial issues, which, surprise, are on the front page again, because today is Juneteenth, and so we're going to talk about what the CEOs are doing. We're also going to talk about the push to enslave people with masks again. We now have Key West is now saying they've extended mandatory masks until June 2021 for another year. Do they have some new science or something? Are they talking to people with crystal balls instead about this? They're going to extend this for another year. It's absolutely insane. But before we get to that, there is another plan that has been working out for a long time, and Alex Jones has an update on the plan to push pedophilia. Here's Alex Jones.
Alfred Kinsey, B.F. Skinner, Sigmund Freud, and many others, known as the founders of modern psychology and psychiatry, were all self-avowed perverts, degenerates, and pedophiles, particularly the first two men that I mentioned. You can go look it up for yourself that they ran major institutes, particularly in the case of Kinsey, where they kept children in cages for the first 10 or 15 years of their life, where they did surgeries on children, where they had sex with children, where they did it all. Now, these men are worshipped by Hollywood and the left. Now you understand why Hollywood's obsessed with pedophilia. Now you understand why it's all coming out and why it's in Bild that broke it, and Der Spiegel, and BBC, and London Independent, you name it, that for 30-plus years, more than 10 children were given to a convicted child rapist, and he was paid by the state to take care of them and have sex with them. What was the goal of this Berlin top psychiatrist? Well, it was the same goal of the pedophile cult. He believed, this is in the news, this is admitted, that they were going to create the ultimate family by children being taken from biological nuclear families that he said were bad and given to the pedophiles who could give children the ultimate love of sex. And he believed that sex with small children was loving and would form a new family where generally same-sex groups, man with a boy, woman with a girl, would form these wonderful relationships for the new future of our new LGBT system. And so at the heart of all this is pedophilia and targeting your children to create this new family structure, which, of course, only reproduces by stealing other people's children. This is the true evil of this conspiracy that is now public. Now, that's all coming out. It was trending on Twitter last night that Alex Jones was right and all this. Ladies and gentlemen, they know this is coming out because the victims are speaking out. So they're acting like this one psychiatrist that ran part of the health service in Berlin was doing it. It was just him. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's done all over the Western world. That's what drag queen pedophile story time is about. That's why Nickelodeon came out 10 years ago and said, we're going to sexualize your kids. Oh, you know, the gay rights movement only want to be able to get married. Now they want access to your kids. At the top of this, or at the bottom of it, is pedophilia. And it's just that simple, and people have to come to grips with it. You know, just this morning, I was getting all these calls and text messages, people saying, why aren't you covering this while I'm on vacation? But before I cut this report, I said, let me go back and just refresh myself on Alfred Kinsey. Well, I went and refreshed myself. It was worse than I thought. Just type in his name, Alfred Kinsey, and you get to see Google and everybody just fawning over him. Surprised I haven't had a Google doodle for him. Alfred Charles Kinsey was an American biologist, professor of, and he goes on, zoology, sexologist, who in 1947 founded the Institute for Sex Research at Indiana University, previously known as the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction. And if you want to know where the transgenderism comes from and where the sexualization of children comes from and where all the sex ed telling your five-year-old boy he might be a girl, your five-year-old girl she might be a something else, this is an assault on innocence. And if you just research the things that Kinsey and others did, it's so monstrous. But the biggest thing they would do is keep children confined in dog cages. It was one of their favorite things to do. In fact, one of these guys did it to his own son, just like Aleister Crowley reportedly sacrificed his own son. That's what these people do. And so you need to understand that they didn't invent all this in the modern world. They were codifying it for the pedophile networks that royalty and others are connected to for social control in this giant satanic scheme. And so now you know why Bill Gates is hanging out in Europe and hanging out in the U.S. at Jeffrey Epstein's house and then trying to cover it up. Now you know how they were blackmailing the scientists to be under the scientific control right now to roll out the forced inoculation, because they want to not just destroy innocence of children, they want to force their way into your body. This is a religion, but they want to put pressure on you, social pressure, until you acquiesce. That's what they really, really want, is for you to give in to them and let them do to you what they will. You know, I've been contacted by folks with a particular joint terrorism task force to say, man, you better be really, really careful. There's an arm of the feds that say that they're going to, quote, hit you. And then I was talking to a fellow just the other day who was high level in the CIA and some other agencies and groups. And he was saying, yeah, you're probably going to be dead soon, is the word. That's okay, because I don't put kids in cages and I don't rape them. So go ahead. I'm in God's hands. I want people to know that if I get killed or I get imprisoned or I get indicted or I get set up, I'm not a loser. I'm a winner. I did the right thing. I should have thought it was right. And more people need to have courage and say no to this, because these children are under attack. Okay, and I didn't just get this from, you know, people in the federal government warning me that, my God, they're really, you know, talking about how you're enemy number one, because I'm exposing all this and I've really pissed Bill Gates off. That's fine. Somebody's got to stand up to this monster. But I also know a lot of other behind the scenes stuff that has confirmed that the deep state Democrat pedophile arm is actually convened, you know, trying to have me arrested right now. Even came out 4 years ago that Nancy Pelosi's daughter was on Capitol Hill demanding I be arrested, and that was even later admitted on Fox News. And they lied about me and said that I was death-threatening Pelosi and her. No, what I was doing was saying they are secretly trying to get the delegates to not seat Trump, I think it was January 8th, ahead of his January 20th, 2017 inauguration, which was true. It later came out it was true. They were so pissed that we exposed it and got it out that they wanted me in prison, because they know time and time again it's InfoWars and this crew and this audience that boosts the information here, and yours truly, that are able to get these truths out, and then they see the chain reaction that brings them down. So whatever happens to me, just keep fighting, keep exposing, don't back down, ladies and gentlemen, because God demands we stand up for the children. These monsters are coming for everybody anyways. There'll be no civilization left once they have their way. It's us or them. We have to realize how evil they are in this giant pedophile conspiracy they're running. And we just have to pray for God's spirit to come to the world and for people to turn away from their wicked ways and seek God's face and find that quiet place, the Most High, that King David talked about. And I just pray that you'll pray for me and my family as well, because we are doing important work and we are under amazing attack, and I couldn't do this without your prayers and God's support. I really appreciate you all. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm begging you, go read about these psychologists and these psychiatrists. You know, David Knight's a great researcher. I know David knows all about it. I mean, perhaps he can come on the show next Monday or something for an hour, and he can compile a lot of the quotes and statements by these guys. When you hear me saying all this, it sounds unreal, because you're not like that. But they really do this and more, okay? and they are here to normalize sex with children, to be able to have the state and these pedophile priesthoods come and have sex with your children as a sacrament, and to ruin their lives, and then to bind your children to them in a cult, a sex cult with your children. It's a family to them, a pedophile sex family, and that's what this psychiatrist in Berlin was setting up following Alfred Kinsey and others' operations. But Freud, all of them, these are a sick group of devil worshippers, obsessed with the most gross stuff you could ever imagine. They're totally turned over to evil. And living in denial, ladies and gentlemen, is only going to destroy you, okay? They're coming for your children. They're coming for you. They're coming for your bloodline. They're coming for your genetics. They're coming to rape your very DNA. They are demonic. They are the spawn of hell itself. Now, this is a live report, but later when it's archived, banned on video. Please remember, only way this gets out is you. This is the rest of the story. It exposes their satanic blackmail rings that control the system, but it's beyond that. That's just a control system. It is their religion. We must admit that Satan's real. We must fight the satanic conspiracy with all of our will and with the God's promise and spirit of the Holy Ghost shining through us. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you all. God bless. And
this is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You heard that report from Alex Jones talking about the experiment that was conducted in Germany. They said, well, we'll just to see how this works out, we'll put some kids with some known pedophiles, and we'll show that it really doesn't hurt to have that happen. And as Alex was talking about the long, sordid history of the McKinsey Institute there at the University of Indiana, I'll just throw this in as a connection to politics. Perhaps you remember, just before the 2018 midterm elections, there was a lot of purging of websites. There was also a lot of purging of social media, especially Facebook pages and so forth. The middle of October, just before, you know, just a couple of weeks before the election, that was the October surprise. Yay, you're all gone. We're going to shut everybody down. They took out about, they went after the social media sites of about 800 different organizations. Most of them, most of them were Trump, but not all of them were Trump supporters. What they had in common was that they opposed foreign wars. You know, conservatives and liberals can do that. Conservatives and liberals can also oppose the surveillance state and the police state. That seemed to be the common thread as you went through it. But they said there's another common thread. They said, oh, these people, some of them, they said, we just don't like their content. They're hateful. They hate continuous foreign wars, and they hate an Orwellian society. So we got to get rid of them because that's what we've got in mind for you forever. A boot stomping on your face forever. But they also got rid of a lot of purged tens of thousands of social media sites, declaring them to be bots. And it was kind of interesting because the list of social media sites that were declared bots were provided by the DNC. To the social media companies. And where did the DNC get it? Oh, well, they didn't just make this up, did they? No. Actually, they didn't. There is a associated with the Kinsey Institute, and here's the association. The guy who runs this is a fellow of the Kinsey Institute, but it's coming out of the University of Indiana. You know, the Kinsey sex pervert section there is I guess you could call it a school. When I went to school, University of South Florida, they had School of Engineering, they had School of Business and so forth. Well, I guess I got the School of Pervs at Indiana University, the McKinsey Institute. And they brought a guy over from Italy who was going to be a social media expert, but he just happened to, you know, because he's a social media expert, I guess they put him there on, you know, part of the board there for the McKinsey Institute. And they have a thing called Oh So Me about social media. They also have another thing that they do that they call bot or not. And so they have these algorithms, and they're the ones, you know, the people, this guy who's affiliated with the Kinsey Institute, is going to decide whether or not you get to speak. Maybe that explains some of their censorship, you think? But, of course, highly connected to the Democrat Party as well. I want to get into what is happening today with Juneteenth. Because we've got a lot of CEOs, and we've got Democrats who are pushing for this to be a federal holiday. I think if you look at what they're pushing, though, I think what they're really pushing is division and a coming race war. I said this immediately. As soon as people focused on the George Floyd death, I said they're going to use this to really start a race war. As people are locked down, as people are frustrated, this is what they're going to do. And I said it immediately, and within a day or two, they had the riots going. Now, I want to play for you a video clip of Chick-fil-A's CEO. And it is absolutely stunning what he does on a program. Well, I'll just let you see what he has to say. Let's play video clip number one.
Some of our closing moments here, but a story that was shared with me by a dear friend who shared with me about a revival that was taking place at a church in Texas. And at that revival, on the front seat was an older African-American man that was sitting there. And this young man got up that was there in that service, and he'd been so gripped with conviction about the racism that was in that local community in a small town in Texas that he took a shoe brush and he walked over to this elderly gentleman and he knelt on his knees and began to shine his shoes, and tears began to flow in that service. It was an attitude of conviction. So I invite folks just to put some words to action here. And if we need to find somebody that needs to have their shoe shine, we need to just go right on over and shine their shoes.
He's kneeling.
Whether they got tennis shoes on or not, and maybe they got sandals on, yeah. It really doesn't
have
matter.
Any shoes that need to be shined. They're actually
but
like
there's a time in which we need to have, you know, some personal.
Looking at him like, what are you doing?
Here? Maybe we need to give him a hug, too, brother.
Hey, dude, don't mess up my shoes.
Get some stock in Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I'm going to get some stock in Chick-fil-A. Well, I don't know. Maybe I won't.
You know, this I is bought 1,500 of these, and I gave all our Chick-fil-A operators and staff a number of years
ago. You got 1,500
ago.
Of them.
And so any expressions brushes. Of a contrite heart, of a sense of humility, a sense of shame, a sense of embarrassment, begin with an apologetic heart. I think that's...
Okay, so there you go. That's his brush with racism, oh, I guess we could say. his brush with white privilege. He goes over to Lecrae, and so there's three people on stage, for those of you listening. Three people on stage, the Christian rapper Lecrae, a black man, a pastor, Louis Giglio, I think is the way he pronounced his name. He has a big mega church there in Atlanta. And then you have Cathay, who is the son of the founder of Chick-fil-A. Another spoiled, rich, guilty, white liberal. This ain't his daddy's Chick-fil-A, folks. You going to eat more chicken? You going to shine more shoes? What's this about? I mean, that is one of the most pathetic things I've ever seen. This is coming. Let me give you some context here. Because there's a lot of context going on. This is in Atlanta. And as he goes through this, some of the other comments that he made, you saw that cringeworthy display of virtue signaling going on there. He urged white people, this is a Chick-fil-A CEO, white people repent of their racism. Because, you know, you are racist if you're white. That's just it. He justified rioters looting and burning down a Wendy's restaurant in Atlanta. We as Caucasians, until we're willing to just pick up the baton and fight for our black African-American brothers and sisters, which they are as one human race. Well, he got that right. But he said, until we fight for them, we're shameful. Well, actually, you know, I tweeted out when I talked about that I was going to be doing the show today for Alex as a guest host. I tweeted out a meme. And that meme shows a young white girl and a young Asian girl. And it says, does this young white girl, does she need to apologize for slavery? If she does this young Japanese girl, does she need to apologize for Pearl Harbor? That's the mentality. That's the mentality, folks. That's what's being pushed by this guy. We'll talk more about this and what these other CEOs are doing around the country. And, of course, what Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris are doing as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Showed you that cringy video of CEOs, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, and I got a lot of other CEOs here as well. But when I look at the comments that he made, the pandering that he was doing, things that he said, white Christians should have a sense of shame, should have an apologetic heart. Our silence is so huge at this time. Silence is violence, said the CEO of Chick-fil-A. We cannot be silent. Somebody's got to fight. And then, you know, when it came to, he's doing making these remarks there in Atlanta, you know, after you had man who was shot and killed by the police officer, they burned that Wendy's down. Now, how is Wendy's responsible for that in any way, shape, or form? He said, we shouldn't just be criticizing people burning down that restaurant last night. We've got to understand their sense of frustration, the incredible amounts of frustration and pain. White people are just oblivious to all that. Oh, really? Really? I think you're missing the point here. You know, I got a lot of people got angry with me because, quite frankly, I didn't think that that shooting was justified. Yeah, the guy was a scumbag. Yeah, the guy had been in jail, and he shouldn't have been let out of jail, quite frankly. That's really where the first problem came. He shouldn't have been let out of jail. He had been abusive to his family. He was drunk or under the influence of something in the drive-thru. And the cops tried to talk to him for 20 minutes or so. And then he ran for it, and he grabbed the taser of the cop and ran for it. And he's running, he over his shoulder, he shoots the taser and whatever. And then at that point, the cop pulls out his gun and shoots him in the back as he's running away. And that's the problem I have with what the cop did. So you don't have to say that one of these guys is a saint. Neither one of them are saints. They both made mistakes. The problem is that if somebody is running away from you, you don't shoot them in the back. You know, one of the reasons why, and it was kind of funny the other day, it was noticed that O.J. Simpson, many of you may remember, in the 90s, that long, prolonged chase of O.J. Simpson through L.A. Why did that happen for so long? It went on for hours. There were tens of millions of people that watched that live. The whole country was watching it live. Why did that happen? Well, it was a slow-speed chase that was happening. And the reason it was a slow-speed chase was because the police had changed their rules. See, a lot of innocent people had gotten killed when the police decided that they were going to, you know, do whatever it takes to stop a car that's running from them. And wisely, they decided, all right, we'll just play it cool. We'll follow him for hours till he runs out of gas or whatever. And we've got helicopters, we got radios, we got him in sight. He isn't going to get out of our sight. He isn't going to get away. But, you know, they didn't resort to deadly force. And the problem is that that guy was a low-life loser, multiple-time loser. But still, you don't shoot somebody like that in the back. That's why on my program I showed an example of a guy coming in with his face covered, and he started a hold-up in a store. And the guy that was in the store had concealed carry. He pulled it out, and it began a gunfight. And the guy was shot in his hip, the bad guy. But they were shooting at each other over the counter. And the guy crawled away, and the gun was right next to him. And the good guy in the store, who was defending himself and his employee and defending their lives, said, get away from the gun or I'll shoot. And he had him, you know, the guy didn't have his gun. He had the gun pointed on him. And he crawled away and then ran away. And the guy called 911. Told the other neighbors there, be careful, there's a dangerous guy out here. But see, if he'd been a cop, because of the rules of immunity, he would have been entitled, or at least thought that he was entitled, to go ahead and empty his gun into that guy when he was no longer a threat. Now, that guy was still facing him, and his gun was within reach, and he didn't reach for it. But if you shoot as a citizen, you need to understand this. If, as a citizen, you shoot somebody in the back that is running away from you, you're going to be facing charges, and rightfully so, in my opinion. Somebody breaks into your home, takes your stuff, starts running out the door, even if they shoved you. If they're still not fighting you, if your life is not at risk, yeah, you have the right to defend yourself if they're coming at you. Absolutely you do. And I would suggest that you do. But if they're running away, you don't shoot them in the back. And we should not have different rules for different groups of people. I tweeted out the other day, you know, we've got immunity for big pharmaceutical companies for vaccines. We got immunity for cops who are doing this. How's that working out for us? Should we be giving immunity, legal immunity to people? I think it just corrupts these organizations when that happens. So you need to understand that there's something different happening here, and that no matter who you think was right or wrong, It's not justified to go burn down somebody's business. And so when you see this entitled, privileged, white, rich liberal, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, talking about this, what he is suggesting to people is that they are entitled to get violent. They're entitled to loot. They're entitled to burn buildings because, you know, they're frustrated. So that's fine. Now, maybe he's just happy that they burned his competitor. I don't know. But when you look at this, I mean, just the story that broke earlier this week, the 92-year-old woman, the black guy, the young black guy walking past her just smacks her in the head, you know, because she's a filthy white person. She deserves it. You know, the slave owner there, right? And she's now afraid to walk in her own neighborhood. She has lived in New York for 50 years. She's never had anything like this. Why is this happening now? Because the racism that's being fomented by white liberals, like the Chick-fil-A CEO. She said, I thought a brick hit me or something. Hit me on the left side of my head. I went right down, hit my head against the hydrant. I thought she'd missed the hydrant, but she did. She said blood was coming out, not spurting blood, but blood was dripping. She said her physical wounds are relatively minor and they've healed, but the mental toll has been much more severe. She's afraid to walk in her own neighborhood. In Houston, we had a guy who was in a grocery store, caught on surveillance footage. And he had several black guys jump in front of the line. And he said, hey, wait, we got a line here. And because of that, when he walked out, they started attacking him and saying, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. This is what is being fomented by these people. Also happened in Ocean City, Maryland. Large brawl there. Even in Australia, you got a white girl that is on a bus beaten by a group of black girls. This is being engendered by people who are saying you are entitled to this. You have been wronged by these people. And they haven't been wronged by these people. These people are not guilty simply because they're white. But that's what this CEO is telling them. And remember, when we look at this guy, you know, somebody pushed back on this with me. And when I said, just another spoiled, rich, guilty, white liberal, somebody on Twitter said, well, it's called humility, something that Jesus liked you to have. And I said, no, it's called virtue signaling. It's really a form of self-righteousness and pride. And in this context, he is fomenting racism. You know, Christ is colorblind, and he is right. He did make us all of one blood. You know, we're all descended. If you're a Christian, you believe the Bible. We're all descended from Adam. We're descended from Noah. Christ doesn't see black and white. But these people, by focusing on that, what they do is they throw out the work of Christ. You know, Christ reconciled us not just to God, but to each other through himself. That's what Christians understand. And so I don't get these pastors, like this guy who's putting on this show, along with the CEO of Chick-fil-A. I don't understand where they're coming from, frankly. You know, is it not good enough for them that Christ has reconciled us? I've got more to say about this when we come back, and I'll tell you what these other CEOs are doing, and I'll tell you what Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris are doing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake Blasey, yo. This got me so triggered. Yeah, it really did. Because it was such a... It was not just white liberals, but he is lecturing Christians. And again, Christ reconciled us, not just to God, but to each other. He doesn't see black and white. He sees two different races that are racing either away from him or towards him. That's it. That's it. And the reason this is being done here is because of the third person on the stage, Pastor Louis Giglio, suggested that white privilege should be called a white blessing. Can you believe this? Days after suggesting to rapper Lecrae that white privilege be renamed a white blessing because it triggers some white people, he's taking that back and saying, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just so heartbroken about this. Yes, white privilege is real. And we need to change that to the phrase white blessing. He says, I'm sorry about my horrible choice of words. That doesn't reflect my heart. Well, what does reflect his heart? You know, there's another disease out there. It's called influenza. It's not COVID-19. Sorry, not influenza, affluenza. The other kind of influenza. Yeah, affluenza is people that are affected by a love of money. And it does affect a lot of big church pastors who are all out there trying to pander to people, who are trying to solve all the world's problems by themselves, trying to earn their way for things that have already been done for them. You know, a pastor like this ought to understand that God's blessing is often found in adversity. You know, if you've been a Christian for a while and you've been through some rough times, you find that even though nobody likes it, some of the best times in my life have been my times of adversity when I look back on them. And so when you look at it, you know, what is going to be a better time as a Christian? Is it going to be the poverty or the privilege and the prosperity? And if we want to talk about Civil War history, we want to talk about the history of our country. You know, the South was one of the richest, was the richest area by far and away. They had, before the Civil War, there had been five presidents out of Virginia. As a matter of fact, if you wanted to sound sophisticated before the Civil War, you would speak with a Southern accent, even if you didn't have one. Now, after the Civil War, it changed. You had about five presidents that were out of Ohio, and then the Midwest accent became predominant. But I think one of the best things that ever happened to the South, really, was losing the war and losing their prosperity and their privilege. It became the Bible Belt. I don't think that was a coincidence. And, you know, before the war, do you think it was a coincidence that you had such a deep religious fervor with the slaves and their spirituals that they did? That is, I can imagine there were a lot of slaves who had a much richer relationship with Christ than their rich masters did. Not much of a stretch to imagine that. As a matter of fact, if you're a pastor, you might want to talk to people about the rich man and Lazarus instead of all this social engineering stuff. I mean, getting pulled into that kind of nonsense. I mean, who do you want to be? Do you want to be the rich man or do you want to be Lazarus? That's what the pastor should be focusing on. He should stop pushing this reparations stuff and payment. And, you know, you're going to have the sins of your ancestors focused on you. Absolutely not. Absolutely not as a Christian. And then when you look at the Chick-fil-A CEO, as I pointed out in the tweet, you know, this is a guy who just threw Christian organizations under the bus last year at the behest of LGBT groups who were hammering them on that. And so he threw under the bus, he threw the Salvation Army, he threw the Fellowship of Christian Athletes on the bus. We're not going to give them any more money because they believe in traditional marriage. And that's hateful to the LGBT groups. You know, I had, as I mentioned that, some person came back and said, because I mentioned that in the tweet, person came back and said, "Hey, David, since when has every LGBT person been of the left? Rather curious about your absurd logic. You know, you can be conservative and be LGBT." And I said, "That's right, you can be black and conservative. But don't expect to get any love from the black advocacy groups. They're going to hate you and try to destroy your life." And the same thing is true if you're LGBT and conservative as well. Don't expect any respect or love, or you're going to get nothing but bricks thrown at you from the LGBT advocacy groups, because it's this kind of polarization and groupthink and political parties that is destroying this country. Oh, you got to either be with the blacks and support everything, that you got to support them burning down Wendy's, or you're with the cops who shoot people in the back. I'm not with either one of those groups. Thank you. I oppose both of them. I think we need to have real serious reform. And I've said this for a long time. I've said the block to reforming the police is by making it about racism. Because you understand, the federal government doesn't want reform of the police. The federal government wants to run the police. And these proposals that are coming out of the Trump administration are only going to further consolidate centralized control of the police. That's a very dangerous thing. I do not support that. I do not support the federal government setting the rules, setting the training, rewarding people who do what they want, creating all kinds of reports about what happens to people based on their skin color and ethnic group and so forth. This is a recipe for even more conflict, because what the government wants right now, what they are pushing us toward right now, is civil war. They've known that the timing is right, generationally. Got multiple people, I'll talk about this coming up. Multiple people have pointed out, whether they're economists or whether they're historians, they said, you know, we're at a time right now where this stuff is going to break down. Some of them predicted it 10 years ago. Some of them predicted it 30 years ago. And it's all happening. And you don't think that the UN and the federal government understands this cycle of history that we're in right now? You don't think they're exploiting that? Yes, they are. 34% of American voters think the Civil War is likely, a second Civil War, Rasmussen poll, sometime in the next 5 years. And believe me, I'm one of those people. And it's been kind of interesting to watch this unfold. And so we have the corporate CEOs out there. You got Jeff Bezos saying slavery ended a long time ago, but racism didn't. And so he's urging employees to cancel meetings on Juneteenth. Interestingly enough, Jeff Bezos, who's all about the money, is one of the few of these virtue signaling CEOs who are pushing Juneteenth that did not make it a paid holiday. He just said, well, you don't have to have a meeting. Still got to work. You got to come to there and got to work. But here's something that Nike made it a paid company holiday. Target made it a paid company holiday. Amazon, again, not a paid company holiday, just cancel some meetings. It'll look bad. Twitter and Square, Jack Dorsey, who owns both of those, paid company holiday. You've got same thing with Google. Same thing as Amazon. The really greedy Silicon Valley people, well, don't have any meetings. We're not going to pay you for this. J.P. Morgan is going to close its branches and count its money instead of doing it. Spotify, paid company holiday. Then you got the car companies, GM. And I got this sent to me in the mail, email from an employee. And if you want to send me some tips, it's davidknightshow@protonmail.com. I'm not going to mention his name. He said you could mention my name because he was so upset about it. He works for Fiat Chrysler, FCA, Fiat Chrysler America. He said, I work at one of the major three plants and car plants in Kokomo, Indiana. We are seriously stopping production because of George Floyd. 8 minutes, 46 seconds, and they're doing it at 8:46 a.m. and 8:46 p.m., and he sent me the memo. And that's in Indiana because of something that happened in Minneapolis. He says, what better way to start my Friday morning than to remind all the black people how much they really hate white people? And that's really what this is about. And, you know, it's not just FCA. It's also General Motors is doing the same thing at exactly the same time, which makes me think this is something coming from the United Auto Workers. Because I don't know if Ford is doing that, Toyota, Honda, other places who have facilities here. We got to take a break, folks. Take a look at the products we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. I'll tell you what's coming up with Juneteenth in terms of a holiday when we come back. But take a look at the products we have. We've got 70% off of our 8-pack power stack. AM and PM supplements with that, 70% off. We have Brain Force Plus, our number one bestseller, 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. We'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.